After 2 months of visiting his brain-dead wife in the hospital, Eric Munoz can now proceed with laying her body to rest. The months-long saga began Thanksgiving week when Marlys Munoz collapsed at her home in Haltom City. When her husband found her, she wasn't breathing. Eric, who's a paramedic for the Crowley Fire Department, resuscitated her and called 911. 2 days later, she was brain dead. When Marlys Munoz collapsed, she was 14 weeks pregnant and already the mother of a toddler-aged son named Mateo. Like her husband, Marlys was in the business of saving lives. She was a paramedic and worked at the Children's Medical Center of Dallas. Eric Munoz said the two had discussed what to do if either fell into a vegetative state. Marlys, he said, was clear she would want to be removed from life support. And that might have happened if it weren't for the fact that Marlys Munoz was pregnant. John Peter Smith Hospital in Fort Worth refused to disconnect her from a ventilator and other machines, saying it was following a Texas law preventing the removal of a pregnant patient from life-sustaining treatment. At a court hearing on Friday, Eric Munoz was in tears. In his affidavit, he describes the pain of visiting his wife, saying, quote, "When I bend down to kiss her forehead, her usual scent is gone, replaced instead by with what I can only describe as the smell of death." The judge sided with the family and ordered Marlys Munoz to be removed from life support by Monday. That happened at 11:30 a.m. Sunday, and not long after, attorneys for Eric Munoz released a statement saying the Munoz family can finally, quote, "complete an unbearably long and arduous journey." Lauren Silverman, KERA News.